From heliskiing to changes to the Haines Public Safety Commission, a look ahead at a busy week of meetings in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. After a holiday break, the Haines Borough is set to have a busy week of municipal meetings. KHNS has a preview of upcoming assembly action. As snow descends on the Chilkat Valley, two particularly fitting meetings are on the agenda this week. Discussions on heliskiing and a new winter tour permit. An assembly committee of the whole to discuss 2016 heliski map amendment proposals kicked things off. Last year, a map committee met throughout the winter to review proposals. But the assembly postponed making changes amid questions of conflict of interest and wildlife concerns. In September, Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists presented findings from research on mountain goat and brown bear habitat in the Chilkat Valley. That data will help inform decisions on the heliski map. The assembly is set to discuss the process for making amendments to the map at its regular meeting Tuesday. An ordinance changing the procedure will have its third public hearing. At an October meeting, Assemblymember Sean Mady said there is room for heliski operators and the assembly to work together.
The way I see it is more we know what parts to avoid, but there's still lots of space where we can work together to get a good plan for a good tour and a good permit to go down and continue with the industry.
An ordinance that would make changes to the Public Safety Commission is also on the agenda. The group is also set to discuss a change order with Wolverine Supply to extend the contract for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade project. A second change order on the agenda would authorize additional funding from a general obligation bond for a contract with ProHNS. That would allow for up to $35,000 for marine mammal observation during the Portage Cove Harbor expansion project. The conceptual design plan for the sport boat launch and parking phase of the harbor project is up for assembly approval. The assembly is also set to review a resolution that would allow for the execution of a contract for design and engineering for the Haines School biomass heating project. The group will decide whether to advance a new ordinance amending code to designate minor offense fines for penalties laid out in a newly adopted section of code on parks. On Wednesday, the assembly meets again as a committee of the whole, this time to discuss an application for new winter tours. Alaska Mountain Guides is looking for a permit for guided snow machining, UTVing, and backcountry skiing day trips. AMG wants to operate the tours from January through May in the areas around 26 Mile, Flower Mountain, Devil's Elbow, and the Sirkou River Valley. The permit application originally listed Jarvis Glacier as well, but at a previous assembly meeting, AMG owner Sean Gaffney said he would remove that location after hearing concerns from some residents. Gaffney spoke at an October meeting.
This tour permit application, I believe, supports our growing winter economy. The snow machine usage is an important part of that economy.
Concerns were also raised about the area near the Little Salmon Sirkou Flats. The permit will be discussed Wednesday at 6 p.m. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee meets Thursday at 5 p.m. Board of Fisheries proposals for 2017 and 2018 are on that agenda. All meetings will be held in assembly chambers. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For more details on the agenda for the regular assembly meeting Tuesday, I spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. This conversation is part of a new segment where KHNS checks in with Schnabel the day prior to assembly meetings. There are two public hearings on the agenda, and they're both the third round. So the first one is about the Public Safety Commission.
Yes.
And the Public Safety Commission had recommended some changes, including a name change, which the assembly eventually disagreed with at the last meeting. And why now are we at a third public hearing?
That was brought up by one of the assembly members that just requested that be held over. I'm not sure why, but it does open up the opportunity to continue to speak for whatever position that you wanted to have on that ordinance. To be specific about the change that was recommended by the commission itself was they wanted to have the name changed to include a sensibility about wellness or health in the community, because so much of what the police department is working with right now are so-called crimes, but I mean, often they're not crimes. They're just issues that develop in the community due to substance abuse and behavioral issues that have to do with mental illness. So it's important. I mean, and that's changing all over the country, where most infractions of law are maybe embedded, you know, in behavioral issues and substance abuse. So they wanted to see that acknowledged, but the assembly so far hasn't seen it that way.
Also, a third public hearing on an ordinance that would revise the process for amending the Helisky map.
Yes, that has been on the agenda for a couple of weeks, months actually, a long time. And that is supposed to describe the process by which the community will move every 3 years to amend or not the Helisky map, that is, those areas of the borough that would be allowed for Heliskiing or disallowed. And we are trying to, you know, formulate a process that has some, you know, structure to it. So that's what that ordinance tries to do.
So there are also a couple of resolutions on the agenda, two of which would authorize change orders. One of those change orders would allow for the extension of the contract for the wastewater treatment plant upgrades.
Oh, right. I think that's just a time thing. I'm not quite sure what the issue is, but the contractor needs a little bit of an extension on the contract. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with time.
Then there's also one for the contract for the marine mammal observation with ProH&S for the small boat harbor expansion project.
Right. Now, these are expenses that are paid for with the GO bond fund, so it's not money taken out of the borough. It's grant approved. There is a law that states that any construction that's in the marine land, water, every construction site has to have people monitoring the waters to see if there are mammals using those waters, and if there are, then the construction has to be shut down until that mammal goes away. So in order to ensure that that happens, you have to have people watching. So we have had, as you recall, the construction on the harbor was supposed to maybe be completed by this time. Our original contract with ProH&S was for the marine mammal observation to take place through October. And then it got extended until some other time. And now we are in the winter, and there are different procedures in watching at nighttime. As you can imagine, nighttime starts now at about 4 o'clock, and then it starts, and then it lasts until about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's much more expensive, because we have to have boats, and we have to have lights, and we have to have people on shore and in the boats. And so we have to extend the contract. This is both a time extension and a money extension.
All right. One ordinance being introduced, and that is an ordinance related to the new parks code. It would amend the code to designate minor offense fines for penalties.
Oh, yes.
In that newly adopted section of code.
Oh my, yes, minor offenses. As you know, that's this community's favorite thing. We live in a community that has lots of rules, I must say, and then we like to monitor what everybody's doing. And apparently, this is a code amendment that will establish a fee for the penalty that you have to pay if you put your tent and sleep in a campground on an area of a park area that is not allowed. And I'm sorry, I can't remember where those are. You have to have manager approval. And of course, I think everyone in the community knows there's always been manager approval for camping, you know, during the Brew Fest and during other, you know, events that bring people to town. But I think this is probably focused more on just people camping.
Finally, the assembly may approve a design concept for the Portage Cove sport boat launch and parking design. Is this the final step towards moving into the design phase for
yes.
that part of the
yes.
project?
Mm-hmm. And it's been questioned, like, whether or not this is actually, you know, a requirement, but because it's somewhat controversial, I think that the staff and the other advisory groups would like to see it move forward. Certainly, I'm sure that the design engineers would like to know that the assembly has approved the design. But it has gone through Parks and Rec and the Ports and Harbor Advisory Committee.
That was my conversation with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about the agenda for Tuesday's assembly meeting. The meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.